Medicaid members. Keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT Shreveport Greenwood 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Stand for the reading of the words, Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 24. Verses 42 through 44. Pastor started his teaching when he went to Matthew the first Sunday. The other Sunday, he said, Matthew 5, 42. He saw it verse 4. I said, look at it. See, I like it when the Holy Ghost speak. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I told him, see, that was the avenue to get to here. See, if you can't do nothing what Pastor been talking about, you need to check this one out. Hallelujah. You know what? Well, I'm not in line here. Because we got to love our enemies. Got to. There ain't no question about it. Okay, beginning with verse 42. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. Verse 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had not known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and it would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Verse 44, therefore, be ye ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man come. The topic for today, which is a three-part series, watch and be ready. Watch and be ready. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this word. You, God, you know how to do it. You know how to shake it up. You know how to do it because you are God and God all by yourself. So God, I pray that the people will listen and their heart will be receptive to receive and obey. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And God, I decrease so you can increase in me. God, none of me, but all of you, Lord God. And we praise you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, the introduction to this is in Matthew's chapter 24. This is, it's talking about Jesus coming. And he illustrated his illustration of Noah and his family in the ark. It's a warning to us today that he's coming. It also picture of God's miraculous preservation of Israel during the awful time of the tribulation. Jesus also used Noah as being a picture of the church, which is rapture before the tribulation. Amen. So Matthew 24 is talking about the coming of Jesus. When I wrote my book, the Holy Spirit led saying to the millennial age, the end of the beginning. I struggled with writing the ending of it because God, every time I thought I was through with the book, God said, you got to add something else. So I had to go back and get on my knees and say, God, what do you want me to add? And he went to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. So today we're going to talk about this in the next, Lord's willing, because this is going to tell us we can't look forward to tomorrow. We got to do this thing right now. Amen. So here, and you could go right along with me. I'm not going to make it complicated because we need to get this. Hallelujah. It's okay to hoop, shout, and dance with the pretty. Yeah. That's okay. I love that. But we need the word to understand where we are in a season. Amen. So here in verse 42, Jesus is telling his disciples, therefore, meaning, since we don't know when Jesus is coming, our duty, we are to wait. Why are we waiting on him? We are to wait and to keep watch and to be ready. That's what he's telling us to do. Now, the Lord is warning to us current out that the need to be prepared. You can watch, you can be ready, but if you don't know what you prepare for, you still watching in vain. Amen? So you got to know why you need to be prepared. So it's telling you to watch for what Jesus is doing in this end time. Amen? Because judgment will come at a time we least expect it. And also the word watch means to be alert. Watch also implied that not only to believe that Jesus would come, but we are to desire that he would come. And also to be often thinking about it. Because see, the more you think about he's coming back, you won't be so quick to do things that are out of the ark of God. You're trying to stay in there because you want to be ready when he come back. Amen? And since watch means to be alert, Paul used the word alert in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6, saying, therefore, if I'm going too fast, because I want you to get the scriptures and go and study them, y'all, saying, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. In other words, what Paul was saying, we are to watch against temptation, watch against laziness, watch against distraction, because the enemy coming to distract us. He don't want us. He just want to get us off guard. But we are to watch for the Savior's return. See, if you keep watching for Jesus to come, you won't get lazy, you won't get distracted, and you won't go into temptation. Because distraction gonna come, but you have to know how to deal with distraction. The enemy don't know. He think when he come to you with distraction, he gonna turn up things or mess up things. But you got to let the devil know, you under my feet. And if I choose not to let you mess me up, that's my choice. But if I choose to let you do it, that's also my choice. Amen? Not only is Jesus saying to watch, but be sober also. Sober means, as Peter described it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, saying, therefore, gird up your loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, when he come back. Amen. What Peter was saying, to have our hope, with a prepared mind and self-control and be holy. And if you do those three things, you're not going to fall into temptation. You're not going to be lazy. You're not going to get distraction. But if you do, you won't stay there. Amen? See, because that hope that you're holding on to is rooted in Jesus Christ. And if you're rooted in Jesus Christ, then your mind going to stay on him. Amen? And that's what keep you self-controlled and have you live a holy life. That way you're going to resist what the devil bring unto you. Amen? And look also the word therefore again in verse 42. Now this therefore connects Jesus to the day of Noah in verses 38 to 39. And that's why Jesus used the example of Noah and the people who lived during the days of Noah to warn us today also that men would not know the day and would be unprepared even though they had enough time to get ready. Noah had enough time to get ready because he was preaching every day to them. And that's why I say they was unprepared because they watched Noah there. They wasn't back nowhere else. They was right there in front of Noah. I'm just using my sanctified mind. I just believe they was right there. They was right there listening to Noah preach every day. But they choose not to listen. And so when the flood came, they didn't know what to do. Yes, they did. They bammed on their door. Can I get in? It's too late. You had a warning. All those years, you was warned by Noah. But instead of that, what you did was you laughed at Noah. And enjoying drinking, eating, marrying, giving in to marrying. That's what we're doing today. We enjoying ourselves. And don't believe that God is on his way back. So this is just the way it will be when Christ come. We ain't going to be prepared. We're going to keep working. We're going to keep doing whatever we're doing. We're going to keep on doing. Who in Christ is the ark. See, Christ was the ark of Satan. And we can be delivered by that, okay? But if we're not under the ark, which is Jesus Christ, we're going to be lost. Amen? Now, the verb taken in Matthew 24, verse 41, refers to there would be two in the field. They specified two, like back then it says two in the field, talking about two men's in the field and two women's in the mill. But see, today, men's and women work everywhere. So whatever two where you're working at, say one going to be taken and the other one going to be left. Amen? Now, the one that was taken, they was taken for judgment, just as it was in Noah's days. And the one that was left, they were to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. 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 Now, also in verse 43, Jesus used a picture of the burglar to warn that they will not know the hour of his return. That's why Jesus told a story about a good man of the house. If he had known the burglar was coming, he was going to get prepared to... Somebody said, look, you're going to get a break in tonight. That man going to be prepared. You hear me? So Jesus said, but see, when I come, ain't nobody can prepare you then. If you're not prepared by the time I get here, then I'm okay. It's too late. Hallelujah. That's just like my dog. My dog barks all the time. But he barking because he either sees somebody or he hears somebody. And so when I hear him barking, I don't care whether it's day or night, I'm going to the door and see what my dog is barking about.